Britain is set to get its youngest prime minister in modern history and the first of Asian heritage. Rishi Sunak will succeed Liz Truss as leader in the coming hours. Sunak lost to Truss over the summer in a race to become the Conservative Party leader. However, following her resignation last week, Sunak was the only candidate to get past the threshold of 100 votes in a ballot of Conservative MPs. Well, Andrew Symonds is in London and is joining us now. Andrew, these transfers of power are very carefully choreographed. Just talk us through what's going to happen.
Well, this is the third prime minister in a matter of 50 days. So the British public is getting quite used to this procedure. It all starts in Downing Street, 10 Downing Street, with Liz Truss, the outgoing prime minister, the shortest serving prime minister in British political history. She will assemble the cabinet for the last farewell. It will be brief. She will say goodbye to the staff also and then appear. It's expected she'll appear here in Downing Street at the lectern to make a speech. It'll be probably quite brief. She will then go to Buckingham Palace, where King Charles III is expecting an audience with her, and she will formally resign from the government. She's already resigned as Prime Minister with a notice that she would stay in place until her replacement was found. That will be a fairly brief affair, following protocol. She will then leave, and then Rishi Sunak, the man who she'd beaten in the election challenge for leadership over the summer with the membership of the Conservative Party, but he was the choice of the parliamentary party. And now it's all coming to fruition for him. He will be going to meet King Charles and receive an invitation to form a government, which he will certainly be doing in a fairly rapid way. He will leave and he will come here to Downing Street in something like, well, it's going to be about 2 to 3 hours, probably nearer three, and he will then address the nation. We've not heard a lot from him. This has been a most extraordinary leadership election. Not one vote has been cast. He was only the only contender who got through the threshold of 100 nominations.
The fact that you're raising the fact that we haven't actually heard a lot from him, that is something that is resonating with a lot of people, isn't it? Because there's a lot of speculation about how he's going to be handling the situation that the country is finding itself in at the moment, not least with the fact that the economy is struggling. People are finding it very difficult to pay for their groceries. A lot of people can't find jobs. He's going to be looked at to see what he's going to do about those problems.
Colossal pressure, compounded by the fiasco of government this past 2 months. He has, from the very get-go in trying to get the Prime Minister's job, put the economy to the fore. So that's in his favour. He's also more or less predicted that Truss would have a catastrophe with the economy because she was using what he termed, during a TV debate, fantasy economics, in fact, fairy tale economics as well. He was basically saying that there had to be a really hard look at cutbacks in many areas, not just that story of trying to have tax cuts. So what is the background? Well, he is technically right now, he has to form the government and then actually get the midterm fiscal report out. That's due on the 31st, that's next Monday. That's very tight. They've already given a report, most of the information and the actual acts of that. Jeremy Hunt, the acting finance minister, well, not acting, actually formal finance minister right now, but certainly he took over from Liz Truss, more or less, in terms of saving the economy from being monstered by the markets, which is absolutely big crisis. So that's the big issue he's got. The Office of Budget Responsibility is going through all of the information in that. He may have to try to extend that period by about 3 or 4 days ahead of the Bank of England meeting and possibly putting up interest rates again. So there's a lot of things to do. He is aware of the crisis. The Office for National Statistics has given a grim picture of the cost of living, saying that between June and September it became much, much more of a problem, particularly for ethnic minorities and particularly for disabled people. Red light going there. green light going on at Downing Street, and a new Prime Minister who warns quite simply that the unity of the party is key. He said, unite or die. It's a grim mantra, but it's one he's sticking to.
Andrew, thank you very much indeed. Andrew Symonds talking to us from London.